In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. Next, Leah Marquez-Peterson, the president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, asked Monique Perez how it felt when she found out she was one of the winners.
Well, I was shocked, but shocked in a good way. I was really excited and most of all very grateful.
Now, you went to high school not too far from here, right?
Nope, across the street.
Across the street.
Tucson High Badgers.
And I think what impressed us the most about your application was just the leadership experience you've had. Can you tell me a little bit about your involvement in high school?
I was actually involved in student council all 4 years of high school. And this past year, my senior year, I was senior class president.
That's really great. Does that take a lot of time?
It did. I was very involved in student council, but I loved it. It was like my second family. Just everything was student council, but it really paid off. I have so many great memories. I've learned a lot from it.
I see also on your application, you've been involved in Ballet Folklorico.
Yes, I have.
Tell us about that. Why are you doing that?
Even though I've only done it for 4 years, I've loved it since I was little. I love to dance.
I love the outfits.
Yes, I love the
Do you
dresses.
Have the beautiful big dress and
I
put
do.
Your hair up? And
I do. I love it. I love dressing up. I love being immersed in the culture, in the dances. When I hear the mariachi music, I just want to start moving my feet.
I wish I had done that. That's a regret. Wish I had done Ballet Folklorico. And I know you were telling me a little bit, too, about your aspirations. What do you plan to major in?
I plan to major in history. And I would like to go on and pursue my master's degree in library science here at the University of Arizona as well.
And I understand the UVA is really well known for its library programs.
Yes, it is.
And why history? Did you have an incredible history teacher or something in the past?
My history teachers have been good. I just really like history. I'm not so great in math and science, and I like to read. I like to learn a lot. It's just one of those interests that I've just always liked since I was little.
Well, speaking of teachers, did you have one in particular that inspired you? And
it's hard to pick just one. The most recent being one of my teachers my freshman year, and we became really close my senior year. But she was always there for me, one of the biggest mentors I had. Her name was Mrs. Jin, and I'm just so grateful for her. She helped me through a lot.
It's so inspiring to hear of teachers that have really impacted people as students. And I'm trying to think even back when I was in high school, back when there were several teachers that certainly touched my life and helped kind of push me to go different directions.
Exactly. And that's what she did for me. She was there for me academically when I needed help, but also there to listen when I had problems or when something good happened. I knew I could always go to her.
Has it always been important for you to go to college?
It has been. It's never really been, how can I say it?
It's never been questioned.
Exactly.
Did you always know U of A?
I applied to one other school. I applied to a Christian school in California, but I always wanted to be a Wildcat, and so I knew it was the right choice to come here.
That's great. You just had to cross the street.
Exactly.
That was Leah Marquez-Peterson, the president of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. She was speaking with Monique Perez, who will be an incoming freshman this fall at the U of A, thanks to the scholarship she was awarded.